سیدنا ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, he states that the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا اذن ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها الا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. Now this hadith is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, no difficulty or no illness afflicts a Muslim, reaches a Muslim, and no worry, no grief, no pain, and no sadness reaches a Muslim to the extent that even the prick of a thorn which pricks a Muslim, this does not occur except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins due to those afflictions, whatever he is afflicted with. Whether it's illness, whether it's sadness, grief, worry, concern, even if a thorn were to prick a person, Allah Ta'ala will forgive a person's sins due to that difficulty, that calamity that he had to face, the Muslim had to face. So subhanAllah, the affair of a Muslim is beautiful. Every single situation, even when he's being harmed, reward is obviously given when a person does good. Even when a person goes through difficulty, he's being rewarded. His sins are being forgiven. We should keep this hadith in mind. We go through so many tests in life. We go through so many tribulations, so many hardships in life, which no doubt every person has to go through. This is life. This is the world that we live in. It's a place of test. This is not Jannah. But when we go through those difficulties, whether it's financial difficulties, whether it's marital difficulties, difficulties concerning our children, worries that reach us because of work, worries that reach us because of parents turning old and facing ill health, all these types of worries that we face. What are we told in the hadith? Whatever worry, whatever grief, whatever sadness, whatever illness, whatever difficulty, whatever pain, even the prick of a thorn, Allah Ta'ala forgives a person's sins because of what he is facing. We should keep this hadith in mind. But inshallah, it will be easier for us to face those trials, to face those hardships and tribulations, and we'll come out the other side, inshallah, cleansed of our sins. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to take lessons from this beautiful hadith.